Well, in our first reading today, we have St. Paul telling the Corinthians that they are a new creation in Christ. They no longer live in the old way, according to the flesh. They now live according to the Spirit, according to the law of Christ. In this, the readings today, then in the Gospel, Jesus tells people to form good habits and not to swear by the temple or by God's throne or by Jerusalem, but to again live a life of holiness and virtue, and not to keep falling into those vices of swearing. And St. Paul tells people not to live according to the flesh, of gluttony, which really ties in well with this later today. I'll be giving a retreat for young people, and the topic I was asked to speak about is how to develop virtues and how to overcome vices. So let me just give you a few minute summary of that, because it ties in so well with our first and second reading. So what is a virtue and what is a vice? Simply speaking, a virtue is a good habit, a vice is a bad habit. That's about as simple as we can get, right? And what is a habit? It is an action that we repeat. And there was an author who once said that when we sow a thought, we reap an action. When we sow an action, we reap a habit. When you sow a habit, you reap a character. When you sow a character, you reap a destiny. So it begins with our thoughts, either for good or for bad, and they eventually crystallize into actions, which then develop into habits, either good or bad, which then forms our character, which then determines our destiny. See, how brilliant is that? How we all move from our thoughts to our habits, to our actions, then to our habits, then to our character, then to our destiny. Now, what is, again, a virtue? How do we develop virtues? How do we develop good habits? Well, of course, begins with our thoughts. Keeping our thoughts good and holy will then produce good and holy words and good and holy actions. So a definition of a virtue is a good habit or quality that enables a person to act according to right reason, enlightened by faith. And so a person who does good actions becomes a good person. What is a vice? A vice is a bad habit or quality, and a vice is a strong tendency to a gravely sinful act acquired through frequent repetition of the same act. Qualities that characterize a vice are spontaneity, ease, and satisfaction in doing what is morally wrong. So again, you have this dichotomy of goodness versus evil. And the church has always said there are seven major vices in the world. And they are called the seven deadly sins or the seven capital sins. They would be pride, envy, anger, avarice, lust, gluttony, and sloth. So these are the seven deadly sins, or the seven vices that we have to fight against. And there are opposite virtues. It's also called seven capital virtues. And these are humility, meekness, generosity, brotherly love, chastity, temperance, and diligence. And Bishop Sheen says, if you want to get rid of vices, you have to develop the opposite virtue. So if you're struggling with any of these vices or tendencies, what you do is then you work to develop the opposite virtue. So if somebody is a person of pride and they're very arrogant and very proud, they need to develop humility, the virtue of humility, and make acts of humility, try to humble themselves before God and others. If they struggle with envy of what other people have or what they possess, you then develop love of that person, brotherly love, that you care and love that person and not be envious of their good qualities or their possessions or whatever, but you develop love. If a person struggles with anger, somebody gets angry, you try to develop meekness, the virtue of meekness, which is this gentleness of heart and spirit. If somebody struggles with avarice, of always trying to possess things and trying to be greedy, the antidote is generosity, liberality, being very generous with others, being generous with your money to the poor and to the needy, to be generous. Those who struggle with lust, you develop the virtue of chastity, the virtue of holy purity. If someone struggles with gluttony, which is excess in eating or drinking, the antidote is temperance. Temperance is the virtue of moderation, eating and drinking in moderation. And lastly, those who fall into laziness or sloth, the antidote is diligence, hard work, effort to overcome that. So notice that these seven diseases have seven antidotes. There's seven different medicines that we can take to inoculate and get rid of these deadly sins or these vices. So I encourage you to really study about the virtues, study about the vices, try to overcome those vices in your life, develop the virtues. And Bishop Sheen says the best way to get rid of a vice is to crowd it out by bringing in virtue. And he talks about trying to have self-discipline. Self-discipline is the key. Discipline is doing what you know you should do, when you should do it, whether you feel like it or not. Isn't that a great definition? Discipline is doing what you should do, when you should do it, whether you feel like it or not. And that's what the saints did. The saints got up in the morning if they didn't even feel like it. They prayed when they didn't feel like it. They read the Bible when they didn't feel like it. They took care of the poor when they didn't feel like it. See, that is the secret to developing virtue, is consistent self-discipline. With God's grace, achieving these things. And Jim Rohn says, start very simply. Start with very simple things, like eating fruit instead of candy, saving instead of spending, drinking water instead of soda, reading instead of watching television, listening to an educational CD instead of listening to the radio. See, this is where it all begins, these very simple things. Instead of sitting there on the sofa, take a walk around the block. See, these things are very simple, but this is how we begin. And they say that good habits are hard to form, but easy to live with. Bad habits are easy to form, but hard to live with. In other words, a good habit is difficult to acquire, but it makes your life so much better in the long run, right? If you have good habits, bad habits are easy to form. It's easy to smoke and drink and swear. It's easy. But over the long run, it makes your life very difficult and unfortunate. So develop good habits, try to uproot the vices, and then we'll be able truly to live what St. Paul and the Lord advise us in today's readings.